Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana siare na na we siara na bosia na na bosia. Mana na bosia na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has for you.
Psalms
31, 15, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, and Daniel 2, 21 to 22. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Now we are reading the Bible daily, chapter to chapter, scripture to scripture. And today we are reading from Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 8. Please, when we read the word, it's like a love story that God is writing to us. Not the love of the characters, but the love of God. How much he loves us. So when you read the Bible, don't just read it like a book. Read it with passion. And read it with an open mind to get understanding. Read it from Genesis chapter 4, 1, verses 1 through 8. And Adam knew Eve, his wife. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, offered unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth. And his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And until thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. I'm going to go and read number 8 as well. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now, tomorrow we will be reading Genesis 4, beginning from chapter 9. So, people, this is Ojo. Consistency is the key. And even though sometimes we go through trials and tribulations to try to hinder us or stop us, but we just have to continue and be consistent, because that is the key. That is one of the keys to the kingdom of God. He's given it to us, and we just have to use those keys. And one of the keys is consistency. Yes. We have 15 minutes daily. 15 minutes daily to spend time with God, worship, pray, prayer, and thanksgiving, in that order. And then we read the word of God, which is our food for thought and our spiritual food. We have to replace gossip and anger and jealousy. We have to replace it with the word of God that will feed our mind, body, and soul. And as the praises go up, oh my God, look at that now. Supernaturally, you don't have to stress yourself out in the flesh trying to make it happen. Because when you seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness first, all those things shall be added unto you. Our responsibility is to believe in God's ability. You have a very blessed and prosperous day. And no, act as if what you do makes a difference. It does. Share, share, share. Have a blessed day. Down.
Oh God, for your mighty kingdom. Mane ki arena na we ki arena boshi arena boshi. Mane arena boshi arena na 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 we na na we ki arena. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't.